We have a challenge right now, specifically but not limited to the South Side and the West Side, where we have a level of shooting and a level of gun violence that's unacceptable and must come to an end.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel this week went his own way and chose Chief Eddie Johnson as the interim superintendent of the Chicago Police Department. Johnson, an African-American and a 27-year veteran of the force, was chosen over three candidates recommended by the police board to take a position regarded as the toughest job in American law enforcement right now.
I have to look for an individual that has what I think the city needs right now to produce the type of public safety and an engagement that has, to date, in the last couple months, hasn't happened. I believe Eddie Johnson has all those qualities and more.
The efforts to reform the police department come as homicides and shootings have risen sharply this year. As of last Friday, 131 people have been killed since the beginning of 2016. What will it take for Chief Johnson to restore trust and order to the Windy City? Kim Fox is the Democratic nominee for state attorney for Cook County. She joins us from WBEZ in Chicago. Welcome to The Takeaway, Kim.
Thank you for having me, John.
Are you part of turning the page here in Chicago, or are you campaigning on a reform message and really the hard work's going to begin once the election's over?
I think it's a little of both. I mean, we have serious issues here in Chicago and Cook County with our criminal justice system, not just our police department, but our prosecutor's office as well. And so while running for state's attorney, it's been my goal and my vision to reform our broken criminal justice system, not just as it relates to police accountability, but also the management of the prosecutor's office.
Why did Anita Alvarez, who was formerly the attorney, the state attorney here, why did she run afoul of the community, really, of the trust of the community in the Laquan McDonald case?
She neglected to keep the community informed about what was happening in that case. The concern of the community was there was no transparency around what happened with Laquan McDonald. He was murdered 13 months before the video came to light, before charges were filed. There was no explanation. There was no communication. And what it did for the public was give the appearance that the prosecutor was working in collusion with others to keep the case suppressed. And that eroded trust with the community. And so when you operate outside of transparency, when you don't operate with accountability to the public, you find yourself at odds with the people who put you in office.
But the police are your investigators, and the police force is your eyes and ears on the community if you're fighting crime. You also need their trust. And so how do you balance that?
There should be a checks and balances between the police department and the community. I mean, all three of the entities work together, the community, the police department, the prosecutors, to address the issues of violence and crime. But you cannot let any of those entities run afoul of the law. And I think what happens and has happened here in Cook County is when you don't hold those who commit bad acts accountable, when you create a culture in which bad acts are acceptable, the good officers get roped in with the bad. It's your responsibility as the chief prosecutor to hold those who commit crimes, those who go afoul of the law, accountable. And you can do it. It can be done. I've advocated, however, for independent prosecutors in cases of police shootings in an effort, once again, to bring transparency and accountability to the public and how we deal with those particular police misconduct cases.
The Laquan McDonald case is part of a pattern of police brutality in the city of Chicago, which is a longstanding problem in the city. But there's also the gun violence. Are they separate problems? Do you have to really approach them very, very differently, or are they part of the same thing?
They're part of the same thing. The issue with gun violence here in Chicago is, quite frankly, alarming. The fact is that we are on pace to have 600 murders in the city of Chicago if we continue along this trend. The way that we combat the gun violence is by having the community engaged with law enforcement to help them point out who the bad actors are, to help them testify in court. But when the community has lost faith in law enforcement, their willingness to cooperate diminishes. And so that broken relationship, what's happened with the Laquan McDonald case, has eroded that relationship, that we have to mend it so that we can work collaboratively to address the gun issues.
Where won't you go in Chicago right now?
You know, I grew up here. I grew up in the Cabrini-Green housing projects back in the 70s and 80s when it was one of the most notorious housing projects in the country. So there's very few places that I would not go. What I want as the next chief prosecutor is for everyone who lives in Cook County to be unafraid to go in any neighborhood, that the quality of life for people living on the south and west sides or in our south suburbs is the same as it is for our more affluent neighbors.
Do you think the mayor projects that he would go anywhere in the city, that he's unafraid, that he's a neighbor and a leader to everyone in the city, or has he lost that trust?
I think there's work to be done for everybody, all the stakeholders in our criminal justice system, because if you talk to people in the neighborhoods, there's a feeling of marginalization, of isolation, that the issues around crime and violence are a South Side and West Side problem. I think he has to work, as we all do, to make sure that everybody feels that this county belongs to everyone.
Now, people outside of Chicago maybe don't understand that if you win the Democratic primary, you've basically won the election. Is that the case for you, or do you face a contest in November?
There is a Republican challenger, and we are gearing a campaign to take on that challenger and hopefully be successful so that I can be the next Cook County State's Attorney.
Kim Fox is Democratic nominee for Cook County State Attorney. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.